WTMBA. My name is Danny Preston, and joining me in the studio this morning, I am so honored to have the one and only Cheyenne Beatty. Hi.
Nice. Hi, good morning.
I love your Bumua hoodie, by the way. Can I have it?
I'm actually going to be performing tomorrow in Juneau, so probably not.
Okay, all right.
With Bumua.
Okay. You didn't invite me.
Oh, no, you can definitely come, you know. Just hop on a plane right after you get off here, eh?
Yeah. A charity invite. Yeah. A mercy invite. Hey, you're going to be sleeping outside here pretty quick. What's going on?
The Covenant House actually has, it's called Sleep Out. It's in support of homeless youth, and I believe that there's only 6 locations in the entire country, including Canada. I believe it's D.C., Toronto, New York, L.A., Fort Lauderdale, and Anchorage. So it's a pretty big deal. It's all happening across the board on March 21st, but it's happening here in Anchorage at the New Covenant House facility that was just opened. But basically, it's a way for young professionals to get together and be a part of Covenant House, sleep out in support of the homeless youth. And Michael Fredericks from RIM Architects had called me and said, you know, I want to get a bunch of Alaska Native young professionals together in support of Covenant House and homeless youth. But in particular, the reason why we're sleeping out is that due to being homeless in Anchorage, a lot of our Alaska Native women that are coming from rural areas into such an urban area as Anchorage, looking for work, looking for school, fall victims to sex trafficking. And it is something that is such a big problem that it was brought up at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention this year. And we want to make awareness as well about homelessness, but also the result of things that occur from being homeless. And also to support not just Alaska Native women, but just all homeless youth, because there are so many bright, amazing individuals that we've met through Covenant House that just have so many opportunities in front of them. They just need people to support them. And that's what we'd like to do.
Okay. And let's just double check for a minute and take a quick snapshot. You know, within the urban environment of Anchorage, Covenant House of Alaska's achievements last year alone, over 8,600 bed nights were provided to youth, 801 jobs were obtained by Covenant House Alaska youth, over 25,000 meals served, and the list goes on and on. So it's a very worthy cause. Shai, we got just a couple of minutes to chat about it. So let's talk about how people can get involved, how they can help out, and how they can make sure that your sleeping out is not meaningless. How does this work?
Well, actually, I'm personally trying to raise $2,000. So at Covenant House Sleep Out, you can actually find them on the webs on a website, Covenant House Sleep Out, and it you can go to the participants within locations of Anchorage. You can find my name, Cheyenne Beatty, and you can donate. And so each donation, however small, big it is, it's always helpful. And I just know that, you know, these specific gifts that you give feed a lot of our youth. You know, 25,000 meals were served to the youth in the shelter just last year. And those are just ways that you can help support Covenant House, but also, you know, support people like me who are able to come into Covenant House and actually meet and talk with these amazing young individuals, because I know some of them are into art, some of them are into music, you know, and some of them would love to talk to some of these young professionals that are coming to Sleep Out Anchorage. And, you know, maybe they find a career when they're talking to some of these great young professionals, and maybe we're become mentors for them in the path that they choose to carry on after they leave Covenant House, but why they're at Covenant House still. So we're really excited to go, and I'm really excited to be a part of it, and I hope that everybody in Anchorage it comes out to support Covenant House.
When does it actually happen?
March 21st.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of you to support you? Do they go to that website? You got your own kind of personal page,
I have
right?
my own personal page, but it's like really long, but I can give it to you personally. It's basically the, it's called, it's Covenant House, but it's COUVHOU.convio. It's a long thing, so it's easier for you to just go to Covenant House Sleep Out. And you find my name on the page.
You just scroll down there. Okay.
If you go onto Covenant House Sleep Out, you're going to see it says participants.
Okay.
So you just go to participants, find me, and you know that's. But there's many ways to support Covenant House throughout the year, but we really want to get a lot of people out there March 21st to support these youth.
Cheyenne, hey, listen, thanks for all you do. Thanks for getting up early on a Friday TGIF morning, too. All right, we'll look forward to it. Cheyenne helping out Covenant House, sleeping out to support homeless youth. Pew. Thanks, Chey.
You're welcome.
And that's it for Morning Line for this week. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. And until Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.
Next time, it is a rare acoustic session and conversation with the Pixies. The legendary band plays music from their recent series of EPs, along with acoustic versions of their more well-known songs. I'm David Dye. Join me and the Pixies on the next World Cafe.
The World Cafe, weeknights at 6 p.m. on 90.3 KNBA. Music matters.